There's no 0 days. That sounds redundant. But what it means, well, I'll tell you what it means by the end of the show today on a Final Word Friday, Ego Killer Motivation. This is the show where we peel back the human condition layer by layer until we find out where, from looking back, our sticking points were. And then we use repeatable advice that we learned on the show to get through those so it never happens again. You're only full speed ahead. And no 0 days is a concept that blew up many moons ago, but still has super deep inroads into what it is that we do today. It's all about making that steady, little tiny progression every single time you go 10 toes down in the dirt, taking action on your life, personal, professional, or otherwise. And it's the idea that if you can't get it out of the mud, you get it out of the what's underneath the mud, the earth, I guess. All right. So what happened was there was a conversation a long time ago on Reddit. And of course, you know how Reddit is. It's just two people you might actually lived in the same like neighborhood as these two people and never know it. Or they could live in some corner of like a state you've never been to and know nobody from. You never even heard somebody say the name of the state out like Iowa. I've never met a human from Iowa, but these two people might be living out. One might be living in Iowa, another one might be living in Manitoba or something like that. You know what I mean? Out there just in the cold, I guess. Because one person was kicking it like this, talking about how they didn't. Well, let's let it break it down.
Sounds like you're having a tough time, Max. That sucks. I've been there, so I kind of know what you're talking about. I've been in the ever-circling vortex of self-doubt, frustration, and loathing. It's no bueno. I know. If you don't mind, let me tell you a couple things. You can read them if you want. Read them again later if you feel like it. Bring numero uno. There are no more 0 days. What's a 0 day? A 0 day is when you don't do a single fucking thing towards whatever dream or goal or want or whatever that you got going on. No more zeros. I'm not saying you gotta bust an essay out every day. That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that you have to make yourself promise yourself that the new system you live in is a non-zero system. Didn't do anything all fucking day and it's 11:58 p.m. Write one sentence. One push-up. Read one page of that chapter. One. Because one is non-zero. You feel me? When you're in the super vortex of being bummed, your pattern of behavior is keeping the vortex going. That's what you're used to. Turning into productivity, ultimate master of the universe, doesn't happen from the vortex. It happens from a massive string of consistent non-zeros. That's rule number one. Do not forget.
So that was the idea right there. The idea was, hey, I'm struggling. I'm not seeing any goodness come my way. The response, and look, that sentiment right there, everybody's felt like that to some degree. Now, I think that there is a measure of, I think there's a lot more men that feel like that in general, especially nowadays. I think it's almost become, not, I don't want to say in vogue, because nobody wants, shows up to feel like trash. Like, nobody wants to feel like trash, but there's definitely more of an acceptance of this idea that being super down and low is something you got to bounce back from. And there are a lot more bigger communities to accept it when you guys are feeling real, real low. I think that COVID mindset brought it out of us. Like, we got to throw arms around these folks when they feel low, not point them to the psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor person and say, you broken, go get fixed. Instead, we throw arms around each other and we make sure that everybody's up on game these days. Huge victory. The advice from this person out there in Edmonton or wherever they were from. I know a very dope rapper from Edmonton that I was just listening to, Cadence Weapon, right? And I was like, whoa, Edmonton? Not even like Toronto, but I know they're hip hop fans in Toronto. I was born there. Went back there a few times. Love hip-hop. Hip-hop heads galore in Toronto. And maybe this guy's a hip-hop head. I don't know. But the advice, though, was hip-hop-esque. It was deep. That advice was, have no more 0 days. What do we even mean by that? It means right off the top that days where you achieve nothing are complete L's. Those are complete and total losses. Those are your giant car crash on the side of the road, wheels spinning off into the freeway. Everybody's fine, but we know that that is going to be a struggle. You're on the struggle bus for a few weeks, total loss. This is totally something that I see with you guys that resonates over time. All right? I'm going to talk about today how we're going to have no 0 days, like the steps you can take so that every day means a little bit of something. And more importantly, I'm going to talk about why that's important. But defining it, we go through these stages where nothing positive occurs. I'm so sensitive to it just as a business owner. You guys let me know if you're sensitive to it, not having a day where you can't achieve something, that I will get viscerally pissed off if I know that I am on the verge of not completing something. I don't think that it's born of anything deeper than that's just kind of my makeup. So let me know in the comments, is this your makeup too? Are you somebody that feels like you have to accomplish something on a daily? Because there's definitely a side of me that gets super lazy that says like, oh, I didn't do anything today. Or if I go on vacation, for example, and I accomplish, zip, I'm like, cool, I did it right. And then I've expressed that to some of my trainees and they're just like, what? Nowadays, however, though, I'm like the other direction where I'm like, if I notice that I haven't accomplished, checked off anything on that to-do list, I'm pissed. I wasted a day out here doing nothing important. I didn't make a dent. And it bothers me. But what speaks to the idea of 0 days that this dude was talking to his homie in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, or wherever the heck those two were from. The idea that these two were chopping game about is, oh boy, the initial poster, he was down. He was down big. He was down big and he owed the house. Now, coming from that place, which I said before, has been a largely masculine exposure. As of late, it has been a correction of paradigms, or an overcorrection maybe of our paradigm, for dudes to feel like they're going through it and they're down big and then to express it. Maybe there are a lot of people out there who do suffer on a whole. I can run counter and say that there's been a women's movement where women have come out and supported a lot of the ways of matriarchal society and celebrated all that. And that might include being strong mentally. Whereas dudes maybe haven't done that. So homie was down big, down bad. When you guys get down bad, everything becomes impossible. I always picture it as literally wearing binoculars that have grayed out binoculars. Okay? Like someone took a pencil and just colored in the lenses of your binoculars with that ugly gray graphite color, just like two shades. So everything that you do and see when you're down big is colored in gray. It's just a different shade. And I'm not talking about no movies, all right? What I'm talking about is something not colorful at all. There's almost like an impossibility to see anything but a shade of gray. When you're down big, you can't rise up and achieve anything because it's impossible. Achieving one thing means that you're just going from gray pencil number one to gray pencil number two. And that is not a big improvement. And because it isn't a big improvement, it's not big enough to pull you away from being down big. It simply is just the same as no improvement. And then even if you go from gray pencil number one to gray pencil number five or shade number five, is it color? And what happens when you're in that space is you fail to recognize that each shade each percentage win, each item that you can complete on a daily has huge effects. Huge effects. If every W becomes massive, especially if you're down big, and not even if you're down big, if every W counts, the same like other W's, and they all add up to making you feel as though you're achieved, and that feeling matters, then the goal is simply just not to have a zero day. You have a zero day and you didn't accomplish anything or even take the chance. That turns out to be the biggest L you could take. You don't see it because all you see is gray around you. And so when we talk about how we're going to get to the point of feeling like every day has to be a one or a different shade, we can say, yeah, it isn't about having a zero day. Zero days, no more. Let's talk about how we're going to do that and why it matters so much. I tell you guys that when I meet you, we're in some fashion of building up an entire lifestyle of no zero days. Every program that I build for you guys turns out to be another no zero day. We build every time out if you guys go for it every single chance you get. Alright? So my guy Sergey was the complete opposite of that at some point. Alright? Sergey, I tell you guys about Sergey, one of the most interesting people that I've ever trained over the years, because Sergey let himself go at some point, straight up and down, like 6 o'clock. Sergey, I trained with him. I think of him as like an uncle or a cousin. I trained with him for a really long time, and I always tell you guys, at some point Sergey just kind of gave up. And so I was still training with him because his sister and his wife wanted him to do something. Sergey had that inside of him. He was born with, you know, that disposition. And, you know, I don't know how much medication he had to take to break through the depression. Of course, he's an older gentleman, so when he was coming up, there wasn't really an antidepressant out there that was reliable, and they didn't have a lot of data points to sit there and say, this is how many, you know, SSRIs or whatever type of stuff you need. Nah, they were basically like, stop being a bitch. And he was like, yeah, all right, cool. But then you got to self-regulate yourself somehow. And he got into all kinds and all manner of self-regulation that, well, you know what? At the end of the day, by the time that he meets me, you know, some 30 years later in his life, he's able to drop some pretty dope stories of what not to do, right? When you are down bad. I'm talking about whether it's putting a 44 underneath your car seat or just straight up knocking dudes out because you just have an inferiority complex about yours. Man, Sergey was certainly one of the more interesting people I've ever met. And I met a lot of interesting, you guys have been really interesting to me over the years. Sergey did not believe in no zero days, but he kind of did. For the longest time, my guy would come into the gym, his pants would be halfway down his ass, he would be cracking me up with some stories, he's a jokester, he's one of these dudes that, he's a tribesman, right? Doesn't matter, he's a tribesman, doesn't matter, he's going to watch out for you, he's going to make you feel like you're part of the tribe, he's going to joke around with you, a lot of in-joking, he's going to share recipes with you, all the good parts of life, Sergey definitely wants to spread, but Sergey gets down on himself pretty easily because, again, that's just part of how he moved. And at one point, he just gave up on his fitness. Giving up on his fitness was fine for him, but for me, it made it really hard to train. So only way I could get Sergey to come in and actually focus on something was to say, hey, let's work on our deadlift and let's work in our bench press and let's work on our overhead pressing. Those three things and that's it. And we were able to get like an inch, like a proverbial inch further than we were the day before. Yeah, we were winning and doing the thing really, really well. We considered that a win. Now, if Sergey would then turn around and eat like a pasta lunch just out of sheer rebellion, then we blew it, right? And that's what he would do sometimes. But it was a struggle. He was somebody that I looked at and said, he has a lot of 0 days. There's a lot of days where he's not going to do a whole lot. He's going to go ahead and roll over from right side to the left side. And maybe that's a node 0 day for him. I had to really build within him this idea that there aren't any 0 days. Making sure that you count your wins when you can. And I only bring him up because he was so resistant to the idea that he would shut it down as much as he possibly could. Hey, you actually, you know, boom, 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 right? Your bench press looked a little better today. You're bending your shoulders a little bit better today. You're not as stiff as you normally are. You had a positive week right there. He'd be like, whatever, type of guy. Of course, in a funny way. And then I'd always go back at him, and he'd always say, hey, you know what? You might be right about that. But boy, it was like pulling freaking teeth. It's like digging for gold, you know, in the desert. It was like traveling to the North Pole on the back of a cheetah or something that doesn't belong out there. Analogies aside, he made it clear to me that you guys need to spend time doing and living the opposite of Sergey. What I mean is, accept compliments. Accept compliments from those people that you trust, because each little compliment that someone is sharing with you is meant to build you up. And building you up externally from someone you know and care about in a skill, in a job, it's important to take that in. You don't have to take it all in, but it's important to take some of it in, knowing or at least thinking that this isn't guaranteed. It's kind of important to think that way. That's number one. Taking in compliments. Sergey did a great job of setting the bar super duper low. Don't do that. I agree that sometimes when we even set it sometimes when I had a super unmotivated group, but then some of them weren't. And then so when I get them in there, I used to say, hey, at least you got through the front door. Boy, Vince Lombardi would have been rolling around in his grave had he heard me say that, right? And what did Vince Lombardi say? Vince Lombardi said, if you're on time, you're early. If you're early, you're late. Late, don't show up at all. Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, you got through the front door. You're here. It's better than not being here. And that goes along with, hey, the only workout that, you know what I'm saying, the only workout that is bad is the one that you didn't do. Absolutely, those things are true in a vacuum and definitely counts towards not having any 0 days. But we're not here for just that. We're here for giving everything that you can give, every single time that you can give it. If you're not doing that, you consider if it's worth it to show up at all. As I sit here and say that right now, I have visions of my old Pop Warner coaches saying something similar back in the day, man, just screaming at us, a bunch of Santa Clara sandbox type, you know, cats. But it's true. The bar doesn't have to be high, but it doesn't have to be mega low so you could trip and succeed. But do something, and when you do it, it has to be the best you can possibly perform, at least in that moment. Sergey was really, really, really good at brushing off victories, at beating himself up, all right? He was really good. He was actually very consistent, though, all right? There were times where he just kind of no-showed, but mostly he was consistent. Maybe it had to do with what kind of, like, you know, punishment he'd get going home. His wife and his sister would be all in his ear chewing that to death. But he was very good at being on point. Sergey was from, you know, the 70s in the city where we grew up, right, where I live right now. He's from the 70s era where immigrants of all kinds, right? This is a very diverse part of the country. And there's a lot of immigrants in the neighborhoods that he grew up in back in the day. And it was all about getting it. You know, me, I'm a son of immigrants. I'm technically one myself, even though I'm a citizen. And all my friends' parents were immigrants from, you're talking Philippines, you're talking Mexico, you're talking Europe, everywhere in between. So many of my friends spoke different languages at home growing up. You know, so the race to me is like a second, tertiary thing. When it was really about that immigrant mentality, and he for sure had that. So he was all about being on time. He was all about that work hard ethic, and those are things that help you not have 0 days where you accomplish nothing. And so I'm going to finish up like this. There's modern day pseudo philosophers that'll say first thing you got to do is start cleaning your room or making your bed. These are definitely strategies because they make it, there's a project, they build confidence, and they are improvements on where you stay and where you live. And there is a lot to be said about that. Improving your space, taking on a project, building confidence. We also know that 1% a day gets you better. So contributing 1% a day to everything that you do now, well, it's going to get you better. I want you guys to think of not having 0 days by accomplishing anything that you can that makes you feel good. Yes, you have to know what makes you feel good to get there. So let that be known. Make it your priority to write down a list of the things that you'd like to do. Make it a priority to write down how you're going to change that for the long term. And get busy today on a final word Friday getting after that one thing. So yeah, maybe cleaning your room can help you out, but maybe you like living in a dirty ass room because you're like an artist or my roommate from college. I don't know. But if it counts to you and you make a little headway on it, I always think of it like writing a novel, right? Like Family Guy where Brian's about to write his little novel, the dog. You're not just going to write a novel. You're going to write 10,000 minimum words, right? Write a bunch of sentences. As long as you write one of those sentences a day, you're technically still writing a novel. Make it your goal, and you have to really care about novels and writing. Make it your goal to write one sentence a day. Literally, sure. But getting into the gym can be that for you. That's why I met so many of you. Make it your goal to chip away at that long-term thing as much as humanly possible, one step at a time. Now we're on our way to having 0 days. Now we're on our way having no 0 days for sure. And that's how you do it. You bring that thing close to you, chart it out long term, and then you start attacking it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, achieving that long term goal, the feeling you're going to get when you finally cross that finish line, imagine that. How is it going to feel? Euphoric, going to raise the trophy, going to get the pat on the back, right? Someone's going to make out with you. Great. The feeling on the interior that you get in the inside world on the right here, right underneath the ribs, that can happen starting tomorrow because that's actually what you're looking for, that feeling. The minute you start changing stuff, it's funny how that feeling starts to come out real quick. All right, my friends, final word Friday. Kill it this weekend, and I'll see you Monday morning for that TGIM. Until the next one, stay all the way up.